It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 1st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $62,279. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,424. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $406. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, BitTensor up 15%. Well, BlackRock's iBit Spot Bitcoin ETF has reached $10 billion in assets under management in just 7 weeks since its launch. The ETF experienced its second largest daily inflows on Thursday, adding $603 million. Despite iBit's success, Grayscale's GBTC has seen a 30% drop in assets since the Spot Bitcoin ETF's launched, so this is some converted money and not all new. Additionally, recent days have witnessed outflows from European Bitcoin exchange-traded products, possibly due to investors switching to U.S. ETFs or just taking profits. Well, the Nigerian government reportedly demands at least $10 billion from Binance, alleging the exchange profited from illegal transactions to the country's detriment. This demand comes amid Nigeria's crackdown on the crypto exchange and currency devaluation. Binance is under investigation in Nigeria, with officials coordinating an interagency probe into its operations. Two Binance executives were detained upon arrival in the country with their passports seized. The executives haven't been charged but may face accusations of currency manipulation, tax evasion, and illegal operations. Nigeria's central bank governor claims Binance Nigeria moved $26 billion of untraceable funds, sparking concerns about illicit financial flows. Well, Tools for Humanity, the main developer behind WorldCoin, a project co-created by Sam Altman of OpenAI, has acquired Otter Finance, a Solana-based digital wallet startup. Otter Wallet will be discontinued as the company shifts its focus to supporting Tools for Humanity's WorldCoin. Despite facing privacy concerns, WorldCoin has signed up nearly 4 million people across 120 countries since its launch. Meanwhile, WorldCoin has experienced a slight drop following reports of a lawsuit by Elon Musk against OpenAI. Well, Bank of America's Merrill Lynch and Wells Fargo are now offering spot Bitcoin ETFs to their clients. The decision comes after clients expressed interest in accessing them. Morgan Stanley is reportedly also considering providing clients with access to these funds. The involvement of major players like Merrill Lynch and Wells Fargo could drive even more demand for Bitcoin ETFs. And finally, a group of state attorney generals filed a joint amicus brief opposing the U.S. SEC lawsuit against the crypto exchange Kraken. They argue that the SEC is overstepping its authority by expanding the definition of investment contract and attempting to regulate cryptocurrencies as securities. The states are concerned that the SEC's action could preempt state consumer protection laws and regulations, potentially harming consumers. The SEC's lawsuit against Kraken, similar to actions taken against other crypto companies like Coinbase and Binance, alleges that Kraken failed to register as a securities broker, clearinghouse, or trading platform. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.